New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 3,519 and a low of 1,741 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Vaccinated travellers will no longer need a COVID-19 test to enter Canada as of today, April 1. The change is a departure from Canada's policy since the early days of the pandemic, and the struggling tourism industry describes it as a major boon. While no test will be required after April 1 for people who are considered fully vaccinated, Health Canada still requires that anyone arriving from outside the country wear a mask in public for 2 weeks. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3 p.m. on March 31, 249,404 tested, 6,696 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 444.3 active cases asterisk note. The number in brackets are cases in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 13 currently hospitalized, 4 of which are in the ICU, 6,252 resolved, 42 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 5,505 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 652 in Central and East Algoma, 284 in Elliott Lake and area, 255 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of March 30 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,197 cumulative positives, 3,640 cumulative recovered, 34 deaths, 1 case currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on March 31, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 84.8%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 81.4%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that has received at least one dose 88.6%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that have received at least two doses 85.0%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least one dose 91.1%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least two doses 88.8%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least three doses 61.7%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that have received at least one dose 84.4%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that has received at least two doses 81.1%, percent of child population 5 to 11 that have received at least one dose 60.0%. APH reported cases this week. No new hospitalizations, 131 new cases reported on March 28. 2 new hospitalizations, 37 new cases reported on March 29. 57 new cases reported on March 30. Hospitalizations, active cases drop in March 31 update. Case involving gathering during COVID restrictions put over to June. Incident in question occurred at former Sister Mary Claire Elementary School. No changes to arrive can process, says CBSA. The Government of Canada is removing the pre-entry test requirement for fully vaccinated travellers on April 1. Hospital approved for COVID-19 treatments, Dr. foresees upswing in new subvariant treatments involving one-time intravenous session or pills now available. Facing angry patrons and possible protests, library drops mask rule. March 29, officials were aware of social media buzz about a possible anti-mask demonstration at the James L. McIntyre Centennial Library.